you guys didn't do.
I'm not sure. It's obviously, when you, I think anytime you lose, you look at what we did, and it wasn't good enough. And that means they were good. Maybe we made them good. Who really cares? But from our point of view, we don't manage the puck nearly good enough, I don't think. We don't execute our passes and subsequently get punished in the neutral zone. I mean, we turned way too many pucks over and gave them some freebies from that. And that's, it would have been nice to have the lead for a little bit longer and force them to go on the offense. And now we were on our heels again.
Did you sense more desperation from them tonight, Daniel, maybe? Or?
Not really. I mean, we come out with the lead after the first period, and that's, I thought we were in good position. And then we give them two goals pretty quick, and that changes the whole of the whole game. And from there on, they take over. But we know they're a team that really wanted to get this one, and so did we. But we didn't shut them down enough when it matters, when we're up 2-1, and let them get back in and get up and give them some confidence.
How do you expect this team to respond?
I know what we're going to do. We're going to go out and we're going to play one hell of a game. That doesn't worry me at all. We never quit, and it's not going to stop now. We know it's the odds are against us in every way, but we never quit, and that's going to continue.
Because you said it.
Well, I don't know if it's that soon, but you know, it's 3-2 in post, and then we have the breakdowns in the third period. We finally get a lead in the series, so it's frustrating not to play a better game once we have the lead.
What was it that led to their getting control of either the game, especially in the second period?
Well, they capitalized on their chances. They had a couple of bounces, and some guys can bury the puck. So, their team is dangerous, and we really have to limit the amount of looks they get on our net.
Did you have your opportunities tonight?
Yeah, we had it was post game for a while there, and I hit the post coming into the room. Then they get some chances early, and they bury them. A close game turns out to blow up pretty quick.
Down 3-1 in the series now. What do you do to get back into it?
Well, you just got to chip away, and we got to park this one after tonight. And it's obviously a disappointing loss. We had a chance to really tie this thing up and move forward, but. All you have to do is refocus and not try to worry about getting the next one in Pittsburgh and not look at the big picture. Just be pretty short-sighted and just try to win that next game. It's hard to say they bury their chances. We just can't give a good team like that a lot of quality looks. And they have too many talented guys over there, too many guys who know what they're doing in front of the net. So, we have to do a better job of limiting their quality scoring chances for sure.
I know you won't ever hit on Anderson, but he gets pulled for the second time in 3 games. Was he not where he needed to be?
No, he's the only reason why we're in that game to start anyway. So, Andy's been phenomenal. We gave him too many looks, and by no means should any blame be faced on Andy.
To look back, you say you played well the first. You hit a post, Pedro hits a post. You can look at all these little things.
Yeah, it's a game of inches, and. Especially for us, we're a team that has to bury our chances when we get them and play tighter checking. And the game got away from us a little bit there, and they have too many dangerous guys that if you give them room and if you give them confidence, they're gonna bury you, and then before you know it, the game's over. So just simple breakdowns we have to cut back on.
You feel like the outcome could have been different? Should instead of hitting the post, you would have scored that goal instead?
Well, it ties the game up, so moments like that are always big in the game.
How do you keep the spirit up? Looks pretty bleak right now.
Chris Phillips here. Chris Neal's here, guys.
In a game where you had the start, you wanted to guess what happened after that.
Chris Neal here. Daniel Offson here, guys.
We had the lead after the first. They came out really hard. Came at us. Got a couple quick ones there in the second. Got the lead, but going into the third, we felt we were right there in the game. We were by no means playing great. We didn't get the pressure that we were getting in the last game. Guys were spread out. And you know, at times it it's just tough when you know when you're spread out and you know you're forced to you know to make plays on your own and. And then it got away from us in the third.
How tough is this loss when you have a chance to be 2-2? Instead, it becomes this kind of game in a 3-1 series deficit.
It's not where we want to be, but that's where we are. And you know, we got to be better. We know that, and we go and get ready for the next game, and you know. Play the best we can, and we need our best to you know to keep the series going.
Did they show tonight things like if you do like?
Can you pitch for
Carlson?
Pucks in deep enough and get the forecheck going, and we couldn't make plays through the neutral zone and coming in with speed, and you know then it's going to be tough.
Big hill to climb here now. What do you do? How do you focus going into Pittsburgh?
No, I mean we just gotta let this go. I mean this series isn't over yet, and you know we just gotta battle through it. I mean we gotta win the next game, and then we gotta take it from there.
Thanks. Sir.
Thanks.
Thank you.